Well, Claire Armstrong is the national political reporter at the Daily Telegraph. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Cathy.
Now, we just heard from the CMO there. Greg Hunt was talking up this agreement with the private hospitals yesterday. But when we spoke to the Australian Private Hospitals Association this morning, they say nothing's changed. And in fact, they weren't even kept in the loop. They didn't know about this announcement. What do you make of that reading?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. This hospital agreement, which was struck more than nearly 2 years ago now, at the start of the pandemic, the idea being that you could utilise the public sector, the private sector, to take the pressure off the public sector, has sat almost in a cupboard, unused, apart from one of the initial waves in Melbourne. So to have it activated because of the pressure now, it's a bit concerning to think that maybe the communication lines weren't as used as they could have been, even though that this agreement has been sitting there, technically able to be activated at any time.
I guess the question is, what difference is it going to make? The Private Hospitals Association suggesting not much at all. I also spoke to the CMO just at the end there about the comments by, or the latest comments there by George Christensen. Of course, as the deaths are peaking, Scott Morrison's been forced to reprimand George Christensen over his latest comments. He's reportedly reprimanded the MP. What does that actually mean, and how delicate is this as a problem for the government?
Yeah, this is really complicated. As we know, at the end of last year, the government was hanging on to its control of not just the Senate, but the lower house as well by a thread. Every vote really counted when you had multiple MPs crossing the floor on various legislation. So when you're coming around to into an election year and you've got a situation like this where you obviously want to make very clear that the comments George Christensen's making about vaccines are not reflective of the government's position, but you still need his vote as a member of the government, that means that it's a bit of a difficult balancing act for any real consequences to be inflicted on Christensen, purely because at the end of the day, Morrison's always going to need his vote on the floor of Parliament, at least for the next few months.
And just very briefly, Claire, we're running out of time, unfortunately, but the PM will host Britain's Foreign Affairs and Defence Minister this week to talk about strengthening defence cooperation and advancing the AUKUS nuclear sub-agreement. Anything expected to come out of these talks?
This is really just significant in that it's the first in person since the pandemic. We've had the AUKUS agreement with the nuclear subs. I think that will be one of the key things that we'll be discussing, and the work that both the countries can do together in our Indo-Pacific region, which is becoming much more of a focus as the rise of China continues.
Claire, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Claire Armstrong, the national political reporter at the Daily Telly.